Rhythms is brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders. We are celebrating 2018 Year of the Bird. This is Louise Ashman, a member of Kachemak Bay Birders, speaking to you from KBBI Studios. Hear that? That's our bird of the month for August, the marbled murrelet. This small, chunky seabird is found in Kachemak Bay. They are unique among seabirds since they nest high in trees. For hundreds of years, no one knew where they built their elusive nest, but with diligence, their nests were found in high, tall conifers, sometimes up to 50 miles inland from the sea. In the treeless areas of Alaska, there was less mystery as these birds nest on the ground or in crevices like other seabirds. Complete information about the marbled murrelet is on our website, KachemakBayBirders.org. That's all one word with no caps. We are lucky to have so many interesting birds here in Kachemak Bay, both on the land and on the sea. Occasionally we see that something is wrong with a bird and we want to find out what we can do to help. One of the most frequently asked questions about birds is what to do when you see a bird with a deformed bill. Every year we see birds in Homer with bills that are too long. The most common bird affected is the black-capped chickadee, a common bird at our feeders all year round. But crows, magpies, and some jays and woodpeckers are also affected. This condition is called avian keratin disorder, AKD for short, and recent research has found a virus associated with it. When you report sightings of these birds, you are helping to document the incidence and location of a bird with AKD, which will aid scientists in tracking this virus. To report a bird with a deformed bill, go to the alaska.usgs.gov website. The link and the form to fill out is on our KachemakBayBirders.org website on the homepage in the right column. Another common question is what to do when you see a sick or injured bird or a baby bird out of its nest. If the injury is minor, the bird may be stunned or in shock. In this case, put it in a box with soft material like a towel and protect it from heat in summer or cold in winter. Keep it outside if possible and don't try to feed it. The bird will probably recover enough to fly off. For a more serious injury or situation, contact Bird TLC in Anchorage at 907-562-4852 or go to their website, birdtlc.org. This information is also on our website. And for next year, if you find a small bird that has feathers and is hopping around on the ground, it is likely a fledgling that is supposed to be out of its nest. Just leave it for its parents to feed, but please keep cats inside and dogs on a leash while they are learning to fly and take care of themselves. And one last question, which has to do with our safety. Since bears live in close proximity to our homes here in Homer, when is it safe to have a bird feeder out in your yard? Bird seed and suet attract bears, and according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, you may not put up feeders until November 1st, and you must take them down by March 31st, and clean up well underneath. Those dates are very important for our safety, and actually, according to state statutes, if you leave your feeders up at other times and do attract a bear to your yard, you can be fined up to $300. A good, safe alternative to having feeders up from April through October is to provide a water source for the birds. The water is good for the birds and you can still enjoy them coming to your yard and be safe from bears. Remember, when you hear this, that's a marbled murrelet, our bird of the month for August.
Bird Rhythms is brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders. We have meetings and birding trips once a month, plus many more activities for our 2018 Year of the Bird. Check out the upcoming events and complete information about our Bird of the Month on our website, KachemakBayBirders.org. All events are free and open to the public. This is Gary Lyon for Kachemak Bay Birders. And remember, every day is a great day to bird.